WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened tariffs over the weekend, including on Saturday the nine BRICS nations, include China and India. He said there would be tariffs if that group tried to introduce a currency to challenge the U.S. dollar. Trump has also threatened Mexico and Canada with tariffs because of the border. Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican from South Dakota, says,
I don't think there's anybody out there arguing that we've got to fix our borders. If we can do that with tariffs, you're not going to find very many people in the United States that are going to disagree with him on that.
Trump on Saturday announced his choice for FBI Director Kash Patel, a Trump loyalist who's discussed using the federal government to go after Trump's political opponents. Heavy snow in the Great Lakes region could complicate one of the year's busiest travel days. The TSA says it could screen 3 million people. And a summit on cutting plastic production broke up without a deal in South Korea, but the negotiators say they'll meet again next year. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The U.S. Supreme Court is deciding whether to review a Wisconsin case over the issue of gender identity in schools. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The case Parents Protecting Our Children versus Eau Claire Area School District asked to strike down a school policy that the parents believe infringes upon their right to make major health-related decisions with their children. The district says its policy was created to provide direction and resources for transgender students and students with questions about their gender identity, including when they don't feel safe or accepted at home. Attorney Haley Archer with the ACLU of Wisconsin says the focus should remain on the children.
I believe one of the reasons that this question is debated is because it is complex. We're balancing the rights of parents, we're balancing the rights of schools, we're balancing the rights of students.
The parent group argues the school policy encourages kids to hide important aspects of their health, like changing pronouns at school. Lower courts have dismissed the case because none of the group's children are involved. Luke Berg with the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty represents Parents Protecting Our Children.
Children who have struggled with this and later come out of it have said, it was not actually helpful for me to have adults around me affirming that I was really the opposite sex. It actually confused me further. And so this can do harm to children. And in our view, that's why parents need to be involved.
The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health reports nearly half of LGBTQ youth in the state seriously consider suicide. Nationwide, those rates drop significantly for transgender and non-binary youth who feel accepted at home, according to the Trevor Project. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Another win for Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Chicago State 74-53 in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers improved as the game wore on.
If we shot the ball better, obviously second half, you'd shoot 50% from three and get to the line a lot. And I always remind guys, no matter if you're getting 20 seconds or 39 minutes, make the most of it because they all add up.
The Badgers now 8-0. They host Michigan on Tuesday. NBA, the Bucks with a 124-114 victory over the Wizards. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers praised Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I thought Giannis and Dame down the stretch really played the two-man game, and through the two-man game, they made two great passes, one to Brook, one to TP. A lot of good stuff to show our team to just keep us building.
Giannis finished the night with 42 points.
We know how to win games. We kept saying the same thing, like, doesn't matter, just win the game. We're going to go watch film and see what we can do better.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see sunshine developing across the area for today. Northwest winds will drop that wind chill down to around zero, highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear skies, lows in the mid-teens. Mostly sunny for Monday, highs in the upper 20s.
Right now, it's 16.
Harbor Freight knows tool people like to keep busy. But with our Black Friday sale now through Monday, you'll want to free up some time. We're talking deals like our 5,000-watt generators under $800, 17-foot ladders for $99.99, and 40% off Icon Pro socket sets. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Valid until 12/2/24. While supplies last. Limitations apply.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Thanks, Joe, for giving us a call this morning.
I'm really not concerned about a trans woman being in the bathroom. Mike Johnson puts this through, right? But then he says the person who's in charge of enforcing this will be the sergeant at arms. You weenie. You absolute weenie. You put this through and then you dump the enforcement on somebody else. Are you kidding? Are we really spending time on this?
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. An all-new live show back in the studio. Join us for a look back at the holiday weekend and prepare you for the week ahead.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Until noon, and on New Year's Eve, we're on till 1 a.m. from 7 o'clock in the evening. The music of the stars. 13 months over WRJN and over the entire Civic Media Radio Network. I want to salute all our stations on the Civic Media Network. Thank you for listening and join us on Facebook. I played a lot of Alan Sherman today. The guy was brilliant. Okay, he wasn't a singer. Not in the general term. But he created all those lyrics. Sometime with other people's music. And on occasion with Lou Busch's music. Let's hear from Lou Busch in a minute. Thank you for being here. We're on the air every Sunday. Our first program was on November 5th, 2023. Thanksgiving, a wonderful time, I know. It's over, but is it really over? I dispute that, if you don't mind. My thanks to you for being here. It's Julie London.
I'll keep you warm in December. Warm when the cold breeze. my arms so loving, a kind of oven to melt the sleet and snow. This heart that glows like an ember longs to be loved just by you. If it could be so, then you'd keep me so warm in December too.
You're so smart, you ring up the lights!
And finding a Christmas tree.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he'd play, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then, and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy I
Day.
Toyland, Toyland, little girl and boy land, while you dwell within.
One night, Billy was watching his favorite TV hero. And right in the middle of a fight, G-Man Jim ran out of ammunition. Psst, Jim, Billy's got the answer. New Mattel Firebolt gun. It never runs out of ammunition. Show him how it works, Billy. Just drop in a perforated roll of 50 caps. Pull back the bolt and fire a smoking bullet. Or flip the switch, pull back the bolt, and fire it with vibrasonic sound. It can fire forever that way. You see, it's really two guns in one. It fires caps with real smoking action. Or you can switch to vibrasonic sound. It's the big two-way gun with moving firebolt action and air-cooled smoking barrel. G-Man Jim will never run out of ammunition again. Not with the Mattel Firebolt two-way gun. Neither will you. Try it. Get it wherever toys are sold. Only $6. You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
Between the innocence of babyhood and the dignity of manhood, we find a delightful creature called a boy. Boys come in assorted sizes, weights, and colors. But all boys have the same creed. To enjoy every second of every minute of every hour of every day, and to protest with noise, their only weapon, when their last minute is finished and the adult males pack them off to bed at night. Boys are found everywhere. On top of, underneath, inside of, climbing on, swinging from, running around, or jumping to. Mothers love them. Little girls hate them. Older sisters and brothers tolerate them. Adults ignore them, and heaven protects them. A boy is truth with dirt on its face. Wisdom with bubblegum in its hair, and the hope of the future with a frog in its pocket. When you're busy, a boy is an inconsiderate, bothersome, intruding jangle of noise. When you want him to make a good impression, his brain turns to jelly. Or else he becomes a savage, sadistic jungle creature bent on destroying the world and himself with it. A boy is a composite. He has the appetite of a horse, the digestion of a sword swallower, the energy of a pocket-sized atomic bomb, and the curiosity of a cat. He has the lungs of a dictator, the imagination of a Paul Bunyan, the shyness of a violet, the audacity of a steel trap, the enthusiasm of a firecracker, and when he makes something, he has five thumbs on each hand. He likes ice cream, knives, saws, Christmas, comic books, the boy across the street, woods, water in its natural habitat, large animals, dad, trains, Saturday mornings, and fire engines. He's not much for Sunday school, company, schools, books without pictures, music lessons, neckties, barbers, girls, overcoats, adults, or bedtime. Nobody else is so early to rise or so late to supper. Nobody else gets so much fun out of trees and dogs and breezes. Nobody else can cram into one pocket a rusty knife, a half-eaten apple, 3 feet of string, an empty Bull Durham sack, 2 gumdrops, 6 cents, a slingshot, a chunk of some unknown substance, and a genuine supersonic code ring with a secret compartment. A boy is a magical creature. You can lock him out of your workshop, but you can't lock him out of your heart. You can get him out of your study, but you can't get him out of your mind. Might as well give up. He's your captor, your jailer, your boss, your master. He's a freckle-faced, pint-sized, cat-chasing bundle of noise. But when you come home at night with only the shattered pieces of your hopes and dreams, he can mend them like new with those two magic words. Hi, Dad.
Godfrey.
When I hear children at play, memories come from far away, taking me, holding my hand, to the playground, wonderland. Seesaw, lifting you high, swings that let you touch the sky. Then whenever you're through, painted ponies wait for you. It's a world, summertime free. Where else would you rather be? With a friend there at your side, up you climb and down you slide. When I hear children at play, memories come from far away, taking me, holding my hand, to the playground, wonderland, taking turns, learning to share, Jungle Jim or Teddy Bear, hide and seek, counting to 10, oh, to play there once again. Seesaw, lifting you high, swing that let you touch the sky. Then whenever you're through, painted ponies wait for you. When I hear children at play, memories come from
come far away, taking me, holding my hand to the playground wonderland. To the playground
Carol Baker.
The little toy dog is covered with dust, but sturdy and staunch he stands. And the little toy soldier is red with rust, and his musket molds in his hands. Time was when the little toy dog was new, and the soldier was passing fair. And that was the time when our little boy Blue kissed them and put them there. "Now don't you go till I come," he said, "and don't you make any noise." So toddling off to his trundle bed, he dreamed of the pretty toys. And as he was dreaming, an angel song awakened our little boy Blue. Oh, the years are many, the years are long, but the little toy friends are true.
The little toy dog is covered with dust, but sturdy and staunch he stands. And the little toy soldier is red with rust, and his musket molds in his hands. Time was when the little toy dog was new, and the soldier was passing fair. And that was the time when our little boy Blue kissed them and put them there. "Now don't you go till I come," he said. "Don't you make any noise." And so toddling off to his trundle bed, he dreamed of his pretty toys. And as he was dreaming, an angel song awakened our little boy Blue. Oh, the years are many, the years are long, but the little toy friends are true. Aye, faithful to little boy Blue they stand, each in the same old place, awaiting the touch of a little hand and the smile of a little face. And they wonder, as waiting these long years through, in the dust of that little chair, what has become of our little boy Blue, since he kissed them and put them there.
Thanks for being part of our Music of the Stars. The Four Freshmen.
Time was when we had fun on the schoolyard swings, when we exchanged graduation rings. One lovely yesterday. In the country, and there's more than one tree on which I've a place in your heart, darling. Every tomorrow will be complete if all our moments are half as sweet as all our time was there. So darling, every tomorrow will be complete if all our moments are half as sweet as all our time was there.
Music of the Stars, ready to wrap it up for this beginning of December. Although, if the time was there. Well, that'll happen on New Year's Eve, by the way. May as well mention it now. I'll be on with the Music of the Stars with our New Year's salute. New Year's Eve, 7 p.m. till 1 Central Time. You can pick us up all over the world. civicmedia.us. And even better, there are recordings of previous programs. At Civic Media, just click on Shows and watch for the Music of the Stars. There we are. Let me say hi to all our stations. Hello, Nakusa, WIRI, 105.5. Richland Center, WRCO, 100.9. In Baldwin, Wisconsin, WSCM, 95.7. Park Falls, WCQM, 98.3. Hayward, Wisconsin, WHSM, 101.1. Madison, WMDX, 92.7 and 1580. Hello, Wausau, WXCO, 98.9 and 1230. Milwaukee, Waukesha, WAUK, 101.1 and 540 AM. The music will be on the air on next Sunday. Ever since I can remember, I liked this song. The Music of the Stars. I'm Lou Regani.
When the kids were playing cops and robbers, I was buying lollipops for two. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. When the guys were choosing sites for baseball, I was dreaming of two eyes of blue. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, I've been in love with you. Then to junior high, the time flew by until the senior dance. From the first sweet kiss, I knew that this was not just a childhood romance. Now the dreams we spun for fun as schoolmates, every day another one comes true. Ever since I can remember, somehow I always knew I'd never love anyone but you.
Ray Ellis and the Band. Here's Ella. We'll be right back.
school days, dear old golden rule days. I'm reading and writing and arithmetic, taught to the tune of the hickory stick. You were my gal in calico, and I was your silly bashful beau. Mary had a lamb, his fleece was white as snow. Now Mary had a little lamb, his fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go. Humpty, Humpty Dumpty sat upon the wall. Now Humpty Dumpty on the wall, Humpty Dumpty had a fall. All the king's horses and his men couldn't put Humpty back again. Simple, Simple Simon, going to the fair. Now Simple Simon met a pieman going to the fair. Said Simple Simon to the pieman, let me taste your wares. Little Jackie Horner sitting in the corner. Now little Jack Horner in the corner eating his Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb, pulled out a plum, said, what a great guy am I. Peter, little Peter, was a pumpkin eater. Now Peter, Peter, pumpkin eater, had a wife and couldn't keep her. Put her in a pumpkin shell, and there he kept her very well. Ring around the roses, pocket full of posies. Rise, wipe your eyes. A little Sally, setting in the saucer, turn to the east, to the west. A little Sally, setting in the saucer, turn to the one, and have a little fun. Go in and out the window, go in and out the window. Go home and get your dinner, and hurry back to school.
I wonder how many of us in these troubled times ever take time out from our busy work days to ask the question, what is a frame? Well, frames are found in the strangest places. In your cryle, on the phone, from the Firth of Forth to the Straits of Magellan, in cesspools, in filter tips, near your bird, and playing on your heartstrings. A frame likes trade school, turnip greens, Ace Brigade, chicken wire, salami, Goo Goo Dolls, Mrs. Sterling, birdseed pudding, and other frames. A frame hates cubila, clarinet reeds, fricassee of beaks and claws, turkey wattles, protozoa, anthracite, income taxes, or pain of headache, neuritis, neuralgia. Nothing else can come home so frail, crove up the dell of a good Bertrand so often, or lose so many file saws. A frame is dignity with a stall in its fame, bronchitis with a frog in its throat, and stupidity with a bone in its mouth. What is a frame made of? Well, it takes the strength of a lion, the wool of a lamb, the back of your hand, the night of the hunter, the top of the mark, the last of the Mohicans, and the hair of the dog. There are several ways to get a frame. Advertise in the paper, jump in the lake, blues in the night, or punch in the mouth. Mothers-in-law don't particularly stale for frames. Traffic cops grab them, little boys eat them, and Bennett Cerf lifts them. But, you know, when you get home in the afternoon after a long, tiring day's work, when you're tired and weary and worn and sick, miserable and dirty and crummy and shaking and nervous and frightened and panicky and drunk and raggedy and rotten and staggering and reeling and rolling in the gutter. Oh, when you come home and sit down in your easy chair and that little frame jumps up on the bridge of your nose and sits there and stares at you, why, I tell you, friends, it's just kind of makes life worthwhile to hear those three little words, you're under arrest. And when the sun goes down and the tide goes out, the people gather round and they all begin to shout, hey, hey, Uncle Dud, it's a treat to beat your frame on the Mississippi mud. Yes, if you can keep your frame when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you could ask yourself what kind of a day has it been, then you'll know that a boom is only a ding-dong, but a good cigar is a free.
Human emotion can only be duplicated with lifelike presence now that we have high fidelity. Listen to this little waif as she sings to her father.
Would you mind repeating the question?
Daddy dear, is the world really round?
Is the world really round? The world, where is it located? The world. I think of a billiard ball with hair on top and a well, it's a tricky category. Can I think it over and come back again next week?
Tell me why, Daddy dear, are there tears in your eyes?
Why are there tears in my eyes? I'll tell you why there's tears in my eyes. Stop asking so many stupid questions and deal the cards.
I haven't heard anything so heartrending since Orphan Annie was 75 years old.
Now just because we're kids, because we're sort of small, because we're closer to the ground, and you are bigger by the pound, have no right, you have no right to push and shove us little kids around. Now just because your throat has got a deeper voice and lots of wind to blow it out at little kids who don't dare shout, you have no right, you have no right to boss and beat us little kids about. Just because you've whiskers on your face to shave, you treat us like a slave, so what, it's only hair. Just because you wear your wallet near your heart, you think you're twice as smart, you know it isn't fair. But we'll grow up someday, and when we do, I pray, we won't just grow in size and sound, and just be bigger by the pound. I'd hate to grow like some I know who push and shove the little kids around.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
You are never far away from me.
5 hours slipped away today. This month we're doing a tribute to Glenn Miller. Gone since 1944. And I'm Lou Regani, and you're the best audience in the world. Thank you for being here, everybody. Until we meet again, keep your dreams alive.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
And reach for the stars. Next week, then, join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani, the Civic Media Radio Network, civicmedia.us, all over the world. The best music ever. Stand by for news.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation.